This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Of Larry Elgert. I've played stuff by Charles Albertine before. He later on went and worked with the Three Sons, but for this record in 1955, he's working with Larry. The song is called Spanish Lace. I'll be back in a moment. More tunes. Not by the Beatles, it's by the Mercy Beats of Liverpool with an original, I think, called By the Way.
By the way that you look, I can see you're the best in town. Best in town. By the way that you kiss, I can tell that you've been around. Been around, I can tell that.
them through. I lose all trace of time, and I write this yearning rhyme. A shooting star goes by, and I wish for you.
To find this LP, it only cost me $1 too. That was Byron Lee and the Dragoneers. The LP was recorded in 1972. It's called Reggae Around the World, and that song was called Black On. Very cool track. Before that was a reissue that I picked up recently. That group was called Elevator. I've played Elevator before, earlier stuff when they were known as Elevator to Hell. In this 2004 release, they were simply known as Elevator. That song was called Memories of You, and it's on a reissue, as I mentioned, of an LP called August, and it's been expanded to a double LP, which is super cool. And I started off the set there with a song by The Mercy Beats of Liverpool, not the Beatles. This whole record is 90% Beatles covers done in their style, but I think this one, as far as I can tell, is an original called By the Way. It talks about the Mercy Beats originals on the back of the record, but this one seems to be the only original one on here. Looks like it came out in 1965. All right, this next track is from a 7-inch I picked up a couple weeks ago, and it's Folk Dances of Brittany, I guess is a better pronunciation. It's the Northwest region of France. It starts a bit slow, but it kind of gets a bit better. Hang in there. It's called Android. Dance Jam there from George McRae. That song was called Love, Life, and Soul. It's a reprise, actually, from the opening track of this LP. This LP is called We Did It. It came out in 1978 on the TK Records label. A nice groove there. Before that, this is a record I actually found quite a while ago, and I just found it in a box that I've been sorting through. That was The House of Love with a song called Christine. From their debut LP that came out in 1988. Yeah, I'd always read about House of Love. I couldn't find it back in the day. Not that I was looking super hard, but I remember them because a couple bands I really like, Ride and Slow Dive, seem to mention them quite often as influences. And when I heard this record, I can see what they're talking about. I hear songs from both of those bands that borrowed stuff from House of Love. Yeah, pretty cool record. And I started off the set there with some folk music from Brittany, which is the northwest of France, a region up there. And let's see, this music, it's a mix of a lot of different things. It's got like Scottish bagpipes. It also has a reed instrument called a bombard, and it's an octave above the bagpipes. And it kind of has like a Middle Eastern feel to it. And then later on in the song, in the last part, when the drums came in, yeah, there's like a full drum kit and a pretty modern, quote-unquote, beat. And it also sounds like there was a Hammond organ in there as well. Yeah, very cool song. And I guess that the people who performed that, the band that performs that is called Bagad. Yeah, it was cool to read up about that. I didn't know about that specific region in France. Not that I know that much about France. But yeah, that was a cool record. Yeah, it really caught me by surprise, the ending part there. All right, let's see. I got some Canadian space disco from a group called Space Project. We'll be right back.
get that money. I can't stop, do the weird things and just a little funny. I can't stop if it's raining or if it's sunny. I can't stop, you can't stop, we can't stop. Everybody's breaking across the nation. I can't stop, you can't stop, we can't stop. Hit it!
Yo, bro, what's up, man? How you feel, homeboy? Yo, DJ Scott, keep cutting it up. Yeah, JR, in the house.
I can't stop, the collectors ringing my bell now. I can't stop, I feel like telling them to go to hell now. I can't stop the problems of the world today now. I can't stop, you can't stop, we can't stop.
Hey, yo, what's that, man? I'm calling out. Ain't nothing. Hey, yo, keep cutting that beat, DJ Scott.
That last song there was the West Street Mob with a song called I Can't Stop from 1984 on the Sugar Hill Records label. And yeah, I was happy to add that 12-inch to my Sugar Hill collection. I hadn't had that one before. Before that was Paula Anderson with a song called 4-Year Battle. I played the instrumental version, and that was also from 84. And I started off the set there with a group called Space Project, presumably from Quebec, probably Montreal. And that song was called Conquest of the Stars, maybe inspired by Star Wars. Came out in 1977, same year as Star Wars. Now, there's a bunch of Star Wars-themed disco records. That Mecca one, I think, comes to mind. Yeah, hope you enjoyed that. I have a bit of reggae for you soon, some dub, and before I do that, I would like to do some shout-outs. I'll start with email this week. I got some nice decodes from a bunch of people. Fred in Virginia, who caught the early show on WRMI on 7780 kilohertz. Kind of a rough decode, but still came through pretty good. I also got a nice decode from Tim, W09U. I wasn't sure if that was an O or a zero. I think it's an O. And Tim was listening in on a Flex 6300 and got a very nice decode. I also heard from Walt in Victoria, BC. I hadn't heard from Walt in a while, sending along a nice decode. Thank you very much. Also, Steve, W4OGM, sending along a decode. And I also got a nice reception report from Richard in St. Albert, Alberta. Good to hear from you, Richard. Head over to Twitter. Lots of people posting nice decodes and getting in touch on Twitter. Matt, W0MDK, out in Colorado. He actually saw the Silver Apples, who I started off last week's show with. He saw them in 1997 opening for a band called Rex. And I think I probably saw Silver Apples on that same tour in Toronto. I got a nice decode from Steve in Tacoma, Washington. Thank you very much, Steve. I also heard from Donnie, K5BKR. He decoded the show, listening to the show with his CountyCom GP5, very small handheld radio, using only the telescopic antenna, which is amazing. And he decoded the images with TVAR, which is an Android app. And Donnie is out in Texas. Mitch, KJ7CAT, listening on an Eaton Field Elite using the built-in antenna, and also decoding the show on a phone using the NFL message app, which is very related to TVAR for Android there. I also heard from Zach in Alabama. Last week he had no power and no water because of Hurricane Sally and spotty internet, so he was passing the time listening to shortwave. I hope everything's okay now, Zach, and I hope your friends and loved ones are safe. I heard from drmna.info out in Salem, Oregon. Hope you're doing okay out there. Hangar 77 in South Mississippi, sending along a nice decode on Twitter. I also heard from Fred, F4ECA, out in France, and he actually caught the show on 7780, which I think happens around... 9-0900 UTC. It looks like our reception is picking up to be a bit better there. I guess the sun cycle and also the daylight hours are changing, so that's good to hear. I also heard from Al, WD4AH, who caught the show on 5850. Kind of a rough copy there in North Florida. And also Alonso in Austin, Texas, tuning into the show using an AirSpy SDR. Got some nice analysis from Jolly Roger Mania in Germany. And also some more decodes, Bobby in Louisiana, and also Frigid, who caught one image on the broadcast on 7780. And both of those gentlemen, Bobby and Frigid, usually hang out at the hfzone.org chat group. So if you'd like to chat with other shortwave listeners, that's the place to go, hfzone.org. So hello to everyone in there, including Frigid, Zoe, Alex Rules 11, Master Player 30, and Dazman. And again, hello to everyone else there. If you'd like to get in touch, I would very much love to hear from you. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And if you do Twitter, I'm on there as well. My handle on Twitter is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. So if you do post any images or whatever, be sure to tag me in there and I will be sure to retweet you. All right, let's get into that reggae I mentioned before. Here's a track by John Holt.
Love I can feel, love I can feel, love I can feel, yeah. I want a love I can feel. That's the only kind of love I think is real. Don't
Dub reggae track by John Holt, a song called A Love I Can Feel, and that was the dub version of that 45. Hope you enjoyed that. All right, time for some data. This week's data is backed by Bert Kampfert, a song called Don't Forbid Me at a very slow speed and a bit of echo on it. So I've got MFSK64 text and image. Here you go.
Thank you.
text an image for this week. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. Or if you do Twitter, my handle there is thisisamusicshow, but no W on the end. And even if you don't do that digital stuff, I would still love to get your reception reports. Let me know which broadcast you caught, where you're listening from, what kind of radio you've got, and if you had any favorite songs. It would be fantastic to hear from you. All right, I have one last song for you. It is from the Hawaii Five-O soundtrack. I played a song from that maybe a couple months ago. It's composed by Mort Stevens, and it's a song called Uptight. So I hope you're not all uptight. Hope you can relax and take it easy. And I hope you have a good rest of the week. All right, this was a music show, episode number 83. I am your host. Thank you very much for joining me this week, and I hope you'll be back next week. Stay safe. See ya.